Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. Did you know that you have a GPS inside of you? I don't mean an internal sense of direction, which some of us lack altogether. Rather, I mean something much more important. To explain this to us, here's Lori Palatnik from Torah New York with a shiur entitled, What, Me Worry? How Can I Worry If I Have Emunah?
When I first moved to the Washington, D.C. area, which was almost 13 years ago, it was a little disconcerting. Why? Because I was always getting lost. Why was I getting lost? Okay, this is before our phones, like, you know, got us everywhere. I was getting lost because the main highway in Washington, D.C. is called what? The Beltway. And the Beltway is called the Beltway because it's shaped like a belt. So I grew up in Toronto. Anybody here from Toronto? Woo! Okay, so I grew up in Toronto, and the 400 goes north and south, the 401 goes east and west, and you always know what direction you're in. On the Beltway, you don't know. Even the locals, who pretend they know, don't know. I have a friend, Rebecca, who I met when I first got there. She grew up in the area, in D.C., and I said to her, Rebecca, on the radio, when they talk about the traffic report and they talk about the inner loop and the outer loop, what does that mean? She goes, I have no idea. Okay. So when I first got there, it's so funny because I just left my husband and we're actually moving out of the house we're in right now with a lot of boxes. But when I first got there 13 years ago, it was surrounded by boxes, five kids. I was like, okay, a little bit crazy. The Talmud says all beginnings are hard. And the Talmud is right. Whether you're beginning a relationship or you're beginning a new job or you're beginning anything, all beginnings are hard. So it was a little bit hard, but I heard that there was a kosher, this is not New York, okay? Anything kosher is like a big deal. So there was a kosher Krispy Kreme on the other side of town and near this hospital. And I was like, let's go get kosher Krispy Kreme donuts, yay. Okay, so my kids are all excited. We get into the car and off I go. And I started getting lost, and I was getting more lost and more lost and more lost. And do you ever get lost and you just, you really like, and you're trying to get unlost and you just get more lost in, again, before we had our phones. And that's what was happening. And it was getting dark and my kids were getting, and at one point I pulled over and I said to I called up my husband and I said, Yaakov, I don't know where I am, but come and get me. Like, that's really. And thankfully, he did. And then somebody bought me a GPS, and my whole life changed. I have to tell you, I'll admit, that I used to be very, very critical of the whole NASA thing, okay? Like, billions of dollars they're spending to throw stuff up into space, and children are starving on this planet. It was all worth it for the GPS. If it wasn't for the GPS, I wouldn't be here now. I'd be lost somewhere. So the first time I used this GPS, and it was an old clunky GPS, first time I used it, I was driving from Rockville to Baltimore because a friend of mine in Denver, her father had passed away, and I was going to the funeral. So as I'm using the GPS, I realize this is a tremendous metaphor for life. So first of all, that little lady in the box is my BFF. I love her. What happens when you get lost? If you take the wrong turn, what does she do? Does she look at you askance? Does she? Recalculating. She gets you there. She gets you back, even if you make a mistake. I love her. But as I'm using it again, I realize, oh my gosh, this is a tremendous muscle, tremendous metaphor for life. We all have a GPS built inside us, comes from the factory, and that's our God positioning system. It's our neshama. It's our soul. And just like the GPS in your car can't work unless you do certain things, so too the GPS inside us. What's the first thing you have to do for the GPS in your car? Not yet. Before the destination? You got to turn it on. Hello? You got to turn it on. So too the GPS inside you. We wake up every morning, and the first thing we do is turn on. Thank you, God, for restoring my soul. Great is your faithfulness in me. You have faith that I'm going to that I'm going to take this day and live it to its fullest. That's how we start every day. We turn it on. We turn on. Then what do you have to do? Now you have to put in your destination. You got to put in where you're going. If you don't put in where you're going, your GPS can't get you there. So too with your life. Where are you going in your marriage? Where are you going with that child? Where are you going in your Judaism? Where are you going as a fill in the blank? If you don't know where you're going, God can't get you there.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that share and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OUTorah app for iOS and Android.